Today's Lenten devotional was written by the Reverend Drew Himes, class of 2013. Lent is a season for seeking wholeness. During these 40 days, we are called upon to slow down, pause, and reflect. For many, it is a season of penitence and seeking to be forgiven of our misdeeds and inactions. For others, it is a time to return to God after rushing about throughout the rest of the year. In either way, both approaches call us to return wholly to God, the source of our life, and seek God's wholeness again. The idea behind the English word heart is the Hebrew lev, which gives the impression of the very depth of our being, the soul or psyche, some may call it. From the very deepest reaches of our humanity, broken, tired, worn out, hurting, empty, we cry out to God. We cry out to the God of life who, as Easter reminds us, resurrects us from our graves and brings us back to life. The author of this psalm reminds us of the personal touch of God. Your hands have made and fashioned me. God reaches out to us to make us, remake us, and give us life. When we cry out, we know that God not only hears, but also grabs us and embraces us. The source of our life is God's love for us. This is God's very being whom we cling to in our Easter promises. The psalmist tunes our hearts and minds back to God. Let your steadfast love become my comfort. Prayerfully, we ask that God would love us back to life again. Prayerfully, we seek mercy and reconciliation with God, our sisters and brothers, in God's wonderful creation. Honestly, we confess our need for God and our need for the grace of life and love. May your Lenten journey make you full of life again. May you find yourself in the stillness of your existence and give yourself the time and space to slow down, speak honestly to our God, and allow God to embrace you back to life. Let us pray. God of mercy, hear our prayers. We humbly ask you to embrace our weary bodies and reach into the depth of our being to pour your love and life into us again, so that on the day of resurrection, we may experience the fullness of our future life with you. Amen.